Blog Talk Radio.
This is The Philosophy Show. This is episode number 119. My name is Thomas. I'm your host. It is December 31st, 12:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2015. And so happy New Year's Eve. And we have been having a show for 119 episodes on the same day, same time. It's a half an hour show. Definitely feel free to call in. Your inputs is appreciated. And you can call in and give us show ideas. You can contact me. You visit us at blogtalkradio.com/philosophy. You can visit my YouTube at youtube.com/blastoffreshair. The call-in number for guests is area code 646-929-1344. Bam. So there we go. And today's episode right now, as I always state, a lot of times I change the title right after I'm done the episode. So anyways, it's called What Are the Consequences? And so for the sake of argument, let's suppose what you're saying is true. What are the consequences? And feel free to call in if you'd like to talk. This is just as much a call-in show. Plus, I have a conspiracy theory I want to throw out there, a new conspiracy theory I haven't shared before. And in fact, maybe I'll just go through that first. But too many show ideas. I don't want to cram them all into one show. So we could talk about New Year's resolutions, but we won't do that. It's just another day, right? So here's a conspiracy. I'll just go through that real quick. You know, you have a news or political website or philosophy one maybe, or just one that has a lot of viewers. You know, you might have some of your favorites that you like. I have my favorites, of course, and I had them posted. I made a list of all my favorite shows that share news and philosophy at youtube.com/blastoffreshair. And if you visit that and click on channels, you know, if I were to own a network television station or something like that, these are all the shows that I would have on there. And so my favorite channels. And I'm adding more all the time, but there's not too many. These are not, I'm not just picking people out of random. These are ones that, you know, are good. And I think it's very important this is a conspiracy of the week that I'm sharing right now, if you're just chiming in, but I have a conspiracy theory that I'm going to go into the title of the show, plus any questions you might have, so if you want to call in. But the conspiracy is, you know, if you believe in conspiracies, I mean, whether you believe in a conspiracy or not, there are forces in this world that have self-interest, and some of them have a lot more money and power than other ones. And the ones that do, if they're smart, have more resources and are using them. And maybe, I hope I'm not giving anyone ideas, but I bet, you know, some people believe the best thing to do is maybe, like, what I'm trying to say is, like, when Einstein helped to create the atomic bomb, he had some regrets about it. Maybe I shouldn't have created that because it'll probably just be used for war. And, you know, so, but it also can harness a lot of nuclear power and energy, so he can travel space and et cetera. So I guess the benefits outweigh the risks. But he did, you know, have that at least sense of empathy and moral compass to think about it. And so, you know, by sharing these conspiracy theories, I guess there is a little bit of a risk in sharing them, because someone might use it as an idea, you know. But maybe there's a what if there's a conspiracy to, you know, rid the world of hunger or something instead of something bad? But we always share bad conspiracy theories, right? But that's just, I don't know, because of what? Our human nature or nature itself? So I'm going to share it anyways, because I believe, you know, I guess there's a risk. It's kind of like if you have an open source software, or if you don't put a patent on an idea, or you just share information, and so it leaves you more vulnerable. But it also lets the debate get going, and then other people will pitch in. And so if there are any vulnerabilities, they'll be patched up by other ideas, and that might enhance it to the point of what you could do yourself. So sometimes, like, we all know there's trolls and web trolls that, like, go onto Facebook and do this and that. So there are probably, and we have heard of ones that are hired to cause strife, and it's a conspiracy, as there's no proof of it, but, you know, maybe someone who's running for president might hire some web trolls to, you know, whatever, talk stuff about their opponent or something, or visit their sites, or could be, you know, that's just one example, but it could be movie stars, and it could be, you know, or any kind of adversary situation. And so, I was wondering, you know, for some of my favorite channels and stuff, like who go against the grain, you know, there might be plants, you know, that are planted in there to try to cause strife even among their cells. I mean, you know, if you're exposing the truth, if you're not part of the corporate mainstream, you'd have to think that there's probably some dirty tactics used against you if you have a big audience, you know, with like hundreds of thousands of subscribers and, you know, reach millions of people and stuff. Some forces might not like that if there was a conspiracy. So this is a conspiracy in a world of conspiracies. But and they would probably put stuff in the comments or send you emails anonymously or from things that try to make you change your worldview or your bubble that you're living in. Just, you know, those little darts of Satan, right? Those little fiery darts, but one dart by itself might not do a whole lot. It might just hit you and just kind of wipe off. But when you get a bunch from all different places, and, you know, it's not like those organizations aren't fighting back. They have their source. But, like, for example, I was looking at the Young Turks, whether you heard of them or not. It's a news organization that I admire, and very objective there, and goes against the grain. And, you know, I love the whole crew, and I don't agree with every point of view that they share, but neither do they on their own show. I mean, it's a really cool show. But I looked in the comments, and they have a wide variety of people. I mean, they're viewing, like, the Young Turks as a principle of a progressive, what they consider a progressive ideology of and philosophy of open debates, democracy, you know, just these tenets of progress. And so they have a staff of, you know, people from all walks of life. And I wonder if some people put in the comments there to try to undermine the relationship that they have. And because and you visit the website, and it's one that's just created like a month ago, it has nothing. Not to say that there's necessarily anything wrong with that. They have that right, just like someone would have the right to plead the Fifth Amendment, but it could make you wonder this or that. And so, yeah, I bet sometimes, you know, there could be, or it could be someone who's not a paid troll, but just a true believer, but trying to build strife between the different members of that team online by saying bad things about one, or making, you know, just throwing that little fiery dart there, planting it in there, letting it build, spreading that disease. And so I'd say just look out for that, because I'm sure that's being done. I mean, it might not be. I don't have any proof, but I bet it is. You know, if you're going against the grain, I bet they're going to, someone's going to send some little comments. You might not even see them all, but I bet, you know, that's probably being done. I know that's a conspiracy, and so that's, you know, because you have to admit, in the last 15 years or so of the, you know, the 21st century of the internet, and even parts of the 90s, I mean, but more so the 21st century, it, you know, the mainstream media has kind of had to keep up, you know, the analog has had to keep up with the digital, and it's even turned digital, and they're not as transparent, and you know, they're like holding the line of the political class, and or they're trying to, and so that's my conspiracy. And so I'd say, you know, be critical of the comments, but not to say that some comments don't have a real meaning. I mean, you can't blow everyone off like that. So, you know, I guess you have to consider both of them and, you know, or just move on, or don't even read the comments, or I don't think I could not read them, but sometimes if they get too many. So yeah, they're trying to divide and conquer. I guess the conspiracy is this particular technique, but it comes down to dividing and conquering and creating strife. For those who are biblical people, I mean, I think the book of Proverbs talks very much against the person who tries to create strife. I mean, that's really what, vengeance instead of justice. So now, what are the consequences? That is the title of the show. So that was my conspiracy of the week. But when I analyze something, you know, I mean, first is the question, what are the consequences? And we can think of a lot of different things. For example, of course, feeling good by putting others down. Being one-dimensional, just always focusing on one issue. Having empathy, having angst, you know, fear of the unsure of the future is what angst means, or having arrogance, thinking you have enough of the pieces of the puzzle together to see the full picture, avoiding controversy, knowing a little about a big subject, maybe in an arrogant way, let's say. Having compassion, spending time using compassion. See how that changes the difference in that? Having good timing, knowing the right time and place that would make the biggest impact for what you want to share versus the worst time and place. I guess if you're one-dimensional, there is all the time is the time and place, right? Trying to feel powerful through proxy by not just your individual self, but on a collective other. Being willfully hypocritical. And judging groups instead of the individual. So what are the consequences of all of those, right? So that's the question, or it could be anything. What are the consequences? Something that people should ask more often, you know? Oh, you know, like maybe fracking for shale. What are the consequences? Or maybe, you know, being in the Middle East. Why are we there? Is that, are we going to make it the 51st states? Why are we there? Are we there on vacation? Are we there to see the beach, for archaeology, to have tourism? Or are we there with our military airplanes, ships, guns, drilling for oil, baby? Got to tap that oil out of there. And so why are we there? Because if we weren't there, wouldn't that just end this whole facade of this wall that we're behind, that we can't see the other side? Say, tear down this wall here, because when you do, you'll see that if we just leave there, the whole war, everything will end immediately. And then I guess we'll have to do something peaceful with our time. And so when you're asking the consequences, the first thing to ask, even if you don't think there is something behind each of these questions, is who, what, when, where, why, and how. But just kind of think about it. Who, you, others, everyone, when, now, what are the consequences of the future, what created this in the past, where, here, there, everywhere, somewhere specific, what, who, what, when, where, why. And how. Very important, how. And then what if this, what if that? What are different situations and examples that can explain this thing that you're thinking about? Let's just brainstorm different things. And as you're doing it, what are the definitions of the terms that you're using? Are there any contradictions? Are there any paradoxes? Are there any principles in this situation? So if you do all that, that's my formula there. If you did all that, from the who, what, when, where, why, and how, what ifs, what are the what ifs, brainstorm all the possibilities, try to think of the definitions if needed, what are the contradictions, the paradoxes, and the principles, and thinking of different situations, and asking the question in the first place, that's how you're going to get to a more objective area, I believe. I mean, go through that. Another thing that's, so let's look through that again really quickly here. That list that I was looking at, and, feeling good by putting others down. I mean, you're really limiting yourself. You have to ask yourself why you're doing that. I mean, could that be like, you know, people calling Mexicans rapists and murderers? I mean, some of them might be, a very small percentage, and those should be dealt with, right? But all in all, I mean, pray just like anyone else. They're just looking to be left alone, not to be raped or murdered, and not to do that to others because they have empathy. So feeling good by putting others down, does that mean you have to feel good by praising others? No, but and does that mean you can't put others down? And does that mean you can't feel good? But it seems like sometimes, and is that the right reason to put others down, is to feel good? And are you looking to be, is this just a one-sided look at it? Is there any good things you can say that balances out? Are you spending at least any time at all considering good things of bringing others up? So is it one-dimensional? And if it is, does it say more about you than them? Having empathy, putting yourself so far as even to put yourselves in their shoes, like a thinking exercise. Close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths. Pretend you're that person for like a full hour. That person that you put down to make yourself feel better. And so and are you avoiding doing that? Do you avoid controversy in general? Do you think you're the one who actually is upright and honest, but there's a lot of things you're avoiding yourself? Because, again, that's being willfully hypocritical. Like, you claim to be the one who is non-PC or politically correct, but when it comes to talking about anything you don't want to, you can't even listen to it. That's how avoiding of any controversy you are. I mean, you think you're the controversial one, but as soon as someone says something that disagrees with you, you avoid it. You talk over others. You will not hear it. It's like talking, you know, just hitting a button with you. I mean, it's almost like you shriek at it, like you run away instantly. You avoid it like the plague. Any thought that doesn't agree with yours. Avoiding controversy. And so if you do that, avoid the controversy, don't have the empathy, are being one-dimensional, then you really know a little about a big subject, a subject a lot bigger than you would have any authority to talk about. Because you haven't explored all the options. You explored one corner of it, and thus the lack of compassion or knowing the right time and place to make the biggest impact of whatever. I don't know. I mean, at this point, you don't even know. And so that's going to create either angst on one end or arrogance. Maybe it's like I don't know. I mean, you know, why do people relate to the powerful when they're not powerful themselves? Like, you know, one example would be people who are making a minimum wage and vote for Republicans because they believe, like, later they're going to be rich, you know, and then they'll want to be a Republican at that point. So, or they feel more powerful as being part of that group. So, yeah, I'm a Republican. Step back. Because I'm crazy, I might shoot you. You know, I'm not to be messed with. Or lots of different reasons. I mean, I can definitely understand the libertarian principles and some of the principles of the Republican platform of believing in the Constitution, and the platform sounds nice. But in reality, you know, we're arguing about who's going to win the war when we're not even in the Middle East, when we're not even discussing the fact that you can simply end the war with saving the most money. We've wasted about $8 trillion over there that could have been used to rebuild the entire infrastructure of this country already two times over, maybe. All the bridges we needed, we could have put like solar in almost every house. We would reduce, you know, that would have so many good benefits. I mean, we reduce the living costs for lots of people. We reduce the cost of oil dramatically because there wouldn't be as much demand for it. It would pay for itself. There'd be more people spending money in the markets. And since there's less oil being used and the oil prices go down, so would the price of food and everything. It would be a win-win-win-win-win. And but instead, we've wasted like $8 trillion fighting a war there for the last 15 years in the Middle East. And they want us to go another 15 years and spend like another $16 trillion probably. but you want to associate with that as being tough, and you're probably thinking in a fallacy that I like Democrats, which is not true.
Oh,
so I mean, that's just one example. You can think of many in your personal life or whatever, the consequences of going a particular way. There's lots of things that someone could feel good by putting others down or being one-dimensional, having empathy, avoiding controversy, knowing a little about a lot, having compassion, being openly or willfully hypocritical, etc. And, you know, if we just left there, bam, it's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. Why don't we just leave? Why are we halfway across the world spending 15 years there and trillions of dollars and getting nothing for it? And what could have been? Well, let's change it now and let's, you know, enjoy the future. What are the consequences of what you're saying? I mean, is there a bigger picture to it all? Are you focusing on one thing and blaming certain people, or are you making the problem worse? You know, the problem that you hate. You know, it's like those people who hate the government, but they go to a place, and there's not too many of them, and who knows, they might be brainwashed plants, but they go to a place and shoot a place up. They ruin their own cause, like that person that shot up the abortion clinic or whatever. I mean, they think they're helping the cause, but they're hurting their own cause. So, I don't know. I mean, and are some people just mentally retarded out there? And what levels are there of that? And I think next week we're going to have some interesting shows coming up, or topics, but there's just too much to fit into this one show. We have about 1 minute remaining, and this has been the Philosophy Show. And we have 90 seconds remaining. And so I'm having a thought here, but like a J.J. Abrams movie, I'm going to have to leave you hanging on till next week here to finish the thought. But we did go over a lot, and we'll go over some more next week. I do think we should support more third-party and independent candidates for Congress. That would help a lot of different things. And I think you should call your congressperson and tell them to just get out of the Middle East once and for all completely. What are we doing there? Could we not spend our money and get a twofold increase somewhere else instead of twofold loss there? Simple as that. Very freaking simple. Very simple. Yet the simpletons are there and are wondering. It's like putting your hand in an ant pile and saying, why are we getting bits? What can we do? Damn ants. Let's get out of there and just and have a great future. We have 10 seconds. So, Happy New Year's, folks. I hope you make it a great one. Take care.
Clouds, they were rolling through the sky, and they brought down all the rain. And there was a puddle that became a pond as it gathered up so much rain. Little seed close by grew into a tree as it soaked up so much rain.